Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think I've already gone into Halloween mode. Steve Court, our guest, former Saints offensive lineman, co-host of Fans First Take. So you're saying there's no NFL player in your career that you were ever frightened of. Instead, you were frightened of failing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. I would self-impose that on me as sort of a motivational factor, just because I didn't want to let my teammates down, and that was always a good way of me turning stuff in around. Yeah.
Do you think that's a common thing among NFL players?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to go out there and let their teammates down, and I think that's the first and foremost thing they think about. And they want to make sure that they have everything they've done as far as, you know, I's dotted, T's crossed, watched as much film, done as much practice, taking care of themselves physically, whatever, to make sure that they go out there and play the very best they can so they don't do that.
So I think you're very familiar with Bobby Hebert because, of course, he was a quarterback and you were the center, and it's hard not to get more familiar than that on a football field. He tells a story about Lawrence Taylor. Would he really get in the huddle and say, look, y'all keep track of this guy. You got to watch where he is.
He didn't have to really say anything like that because it was a game plan. We knew that going in that you had to know where 56 was because we would tilt our line or our protections a certain way to make sure that we, made sure we were accountable for him. There's no question. Yeah.
Real quick, let's take you through the Halloween gauntlet here. Do you like scary movies?
I'm okay with them. I don't really. I don't like any kind of devil movies or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Those scare me. I don't like those. But I do. I guess I don't mind them.
Yeah, I'm like you with the devil movies. I don't like that. The deal with Saw, that's different, where you're cutting off body parts. But this devil stuff, I don't want any part of that. Did you trick or treat as a kid?
Sure. Oh yeah.
What was the
Denver, Colorado? Yeah, Littleton, Colorado. I was always. It was about hit or miss. About every other year, there'd be about 3 feet of snow on the ground. So it was always kind of a different kind of trick-or-treat, but it was fun, yeah.
What was your favorite costume when you were a kid?
I don't know if I really had a costume. I think I was just sort of went trick-or-treating. I don't think I really went as anything. I don't recall that. But
well, you're probably a sizable kid. You didn't have to say trick-or-treat. You just said, give me the candy.
I was a very polite kid, but
but you were sizable, were you not?
I was probably a little bit bigger than most, but I wasn't huge or anything. At least I don't remember being that way. But
do you believe in superstitions, like before the game or whatever you would do?
Well, I don't know if they were super. Well, maybe I don't know if they were superstitions, but they were these certain habits that I had to do. I was a creature of habit, no question, but. And I made sure I did everything the right way. And it was really, I think, along the lines of making sure I didn't forget anything. So, yeah, maybe a little bit, I guess. I don't know if it was superstition or not, but I wanted to make sure that for a feeling of knowing that I did everything I was supposed to do and having a comfort of knowing that I didn't forget anything. Yeah, there was kind of a certain pattern I would go through and make sure I did everything the same way.
Finally, who would you say is the most frightening guy on the Saints team right now?
A frightening guy on the Saints team right mm-hmm. now. Well, look, I'm always a guy. I mean, I know when I was playing in the 80s, I mean, our defense was pretty frightening. And I'd say it was like Halloween every day. When you look at those guys, but I'll say that, you know, I think anytime you face somebody as good as, either DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, those kind of guys. Those are guys that you have to count for, you know, especially a Cam Jordan. Those are the guys that require a little bit more attention. So that would be the guys that I would be focused on if I was an offensive line coming in to play the Saints.
How would you spend your bye weeks? And were you typical of most of the players, what they would do on their bye weeks?
Well, I had a little bitty kids at the time, so it sort of became it was like a 3 days of daddy. So I pretty much, we would do a lot of things with the kids and make sure that I focused on them the whole time that I was sort of doing that, because you miss those little guys during the year because you don't get to see them much. I mean, you leave and they're asleep and you come home and, you might see them for a little bit, but, they're going to sleep here in the next 15 or 20 minutes and you just got home. So you didn't get to see them very often, but yeah, I would make sure that I it was a family oriented deal. So I made sure I spent as much time as I possibly could, with them during that week.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time. I really do. And have a great Halloween.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Tommy.
It's Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, co-host of Fans First Take. Phone lines are open here. We'll get you on pretty quickly at 260-1870. Who do you think some of the more frightening Saints players were throughout the history? I get a couple of texts here. Conrad Dobler, his name has come up several times. Doug Atkins, somebody else said the Dome Patrol, which is what I think Steve was talking about just now. Jeremy Shockey, that name comes in. Vaughn Johnson comes in. Bobby Hebert, Ricky Jackson, without a doubt, says another one. But give me a call about Halloween here. Let's talk about it. What do you mind if kids come and trick-or-treat at your house if they're not from your neighborhood? I know some people that get apoplectic about this. They don't belong in this neighborhood. Why are they here? The candy that I have is for kids that are in this neighborhood only. Really? It's just a couple of Tootsie Rolls. And when it comes to horror movies, do you have a favorite series? Do you like... What is it? Jason, I guess. Do you like the Halloween thing, Michael Myers? Do you like the Saw series? I love me some Saw movies, I got to tell you that. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, what do you like, what do you not like? And how old should kids be when they stop trick-or-treating? I think anything over 12 is ridiculous. I think it's a good night for kids to get together and have fun, nothing illegal or anything like that, but maybe supervised, like a party or something at the house. But if you're 12 years old and you're going around trick-or-treating, I think you might be a little bit too old. Kyle Turley, somebody texted in. That would be a somebody that was definitely a scary Saints player. And, of course, what everybody remembers with him, I think, is when he ripped his helmet off and threw it across the field against the Jets on a Sunday night game, I think it was, or a Monday night game. And Aaron Brooks is a quarterback. Sammy Knight, somebody texted in. Mike Thomas has to be the scariest receiver in the league to defenders. Somebody's going way back here with Billy Kilmer, saying he was frightening that he could play quarterback under the conditions that he played. We'll leave it at that. Referee, somebody texted in. That's the most scary thing. So give me a call here. Phone lines are open. We don't often have time to do this, so I really, really would like to chat with you. If you have kids, what are they dressing as? What are the more popular costumes? When you were a kid, what did you dress as? What were the more popular costumes? And in terms of Halloween candy, do you have a favorite? And if you want to weigh in on the most scary player on the Saints or in the NFL, I would like to know. Somebody texted in and said that Kyle Turley ripped off a Jets helmet is what he threw across the field, not his own, right? Yeah. Refrigerator Perry, says somebody. Reggie Jones, Sam Mills. But get on the phone, talk to me. I want to ask you some questions here. And are you participating in Trick or Treat tonight, or do you just kind of turn out the lights? Nobody comes to my house. And I'd like to know if anybody goes to your house or not. I don't even buy candy because, first of all, if it's in the house, I'm going to eat it, which I certainly don't need. And secondly, nobody comes. I've already left and left it out on the porch and said, help yourself. And I come back and there's nothing gone. So I don't even fool with that anymore. Scariest movie, in my opinion, Sinister 1 and 2. I don't know if I've seen that or not. Please mention that if you see an older child trick-or-treating with a blue bucket, that this is an indicator that the child has a mental disability. I know there are different colored buckets or what do you call them? Pumpkins that people trick or treat with. If it's aqua, it means one thing, and we'll give you the details on this. If it's blue, it means another. And what's that? Blue is autism, but teal means something else. And I just thought that in the dark with Halloween, they could maybe come with something a whole lot different. Teal is food allergies. Blue is autism, but it's like it would seem like maybe you'd have blue and, you know, red or something, because blue and teal in the dark. Tommy, I've had one trick-or-treater in 10 years, says this text. Jack Tatum of the Raiders, somebody texted in about scariest quarterback in history. And somebody says, my favorite candy is fried Oreos. And I don't think that's candy. Sean Harahan, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. What's up?
Hey, listen, the scariest players in the NFL, I mean, what about Romanowski from Denver or Steve Atwater or Ronnie Lott on the other side, Michael Singletary? I mean, there's those guys. Mark Gastineau.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Gastineau. Nobody wanted to be on the other side from him.
Boy, when you said Mike Singletary, man, those eyes. You remember those eyes when he was playing linebacker?
Yeah. I remember the guys. I've seen the interviews on the NFL series that they'll talk about how quiet his eyes would get before the ball would snap.
Like an animal, what do you call it, stalking something. Do you have trick-or-treaters at your house, Sean?
Oh, yeah. I love it every year. Yes, we do.
Do you, like, make the house scary or, you know, one of these fog machines or anything like that, or just pretty much hand it out?
Well, no, I sit out. And I have an animation. I have a little animated, for lack of a better term and time, an animated clown. And I sit by it, and the kids come up, and they're afraid of the clown, but I always make sure that they know that it's animated, it's not real, and that they should take a picture with him. And I'd always hit the clown or touch the clown to make sure that he doesn't do anything back, and then they'll come and get the candy.
Somebody just texted in and said Bill Romanowski. The story about him is that he sawed a car in half one time with a chainsaw. I don't know if that's real or not. Lyle Alzado, somebody texts in. We already mentioned Dick Butkus. And then some people are saying Russell Erksleben. And I think he was scary, but not for the right reason. You know, with him, it was hit or miss. And a lot of times it was miss. Amy and Metairie, hey, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. I'm a huge fan of your show.
Well, thank you. It's very nice of you to
say. Our daughters went to Mount Carmel during the same years.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a huge fan. So anyway,
well,
I usually agree with everything you say, but when I just wanted to quibble just a tiny bit when you said that any child over the age of 12 it's absurd for them to be trick-or-treating. I just have to say no to that.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because I was a late bloomer when I was in my teen years. So I remember 13 and up to 14, I think I stopped. But I had a twin sister, and we would trick-or-treat with our friends in Lake Vista. And maybe we were the oldest group of four girls walking around, but we had fun. And then, and so we felt like we wanted to trick-or-treat. We weren't interested in dating boys. It was fun. And then I have a 19-year-old daughter, and guess what? When she was 14, I remember that was around the last year that she trick-or-treated, and I remember her telling me, Mom, it's free candy. I'm not going to miss out on that. So she went with her group, and they went trick-or-treating, and they were not embarrassed.
Did you ration it out or let them sit down and just go crazy?
She was 14. I mean, it was probably her last year, so she wasn't ready to stop. So I let her do it, you know. And she enjoyed it. And I loved trick-or-treating as a kid as well.
Amy, do you like scary movies?
I really don't. The only scary movie I've seen in the last 10 years maybe is Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
So, and, you know, but in general, I don't even know all those famous characters like Michael, or I don't keep up. If I'm not interested in a movie, I'm just not going to watch it.
You know, what's so weird about me is that I hated horror movies until Katrina. And then for whatever reason, something happened in my head mentally where I started to love them. And I'm sure there's some kind of psychological connection there, but we don't want to start digging into that. Ray Nitschke from the Green Bay Packers, scariest NFL player ever. What about Jack Youngblood? This says, got into an argument with his wife, and he got so angry he cut the family car in half with a hacksaw. I thought they had somebody named Hacksaw Reynolds, and I thought that's who it was, but I appreciate the text. Somebody else, Jack Lambert. Yep, definitely Pittsburgh linebacker. Otis Sistrunk and Mean Joe Green and Lyle Alzado. We're going to take a break. We come back. More of your calls, 260-1870. Anything about Halloween that you want to mention, we're going to talk about. Because you know what? We're grown-ups, but at least we can maybe think about being a kid again, right? Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. Where we take a look at traffic.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.